It's the odd to Newfoundland. Ghostly greetings from your host, Jonathan. Mysteries, ghosts, monsters and lore. East Coast Esoterica and so much more. If it's up to you, friend, it's on the up to Newfoundland.
Days of Halloween.
Werewolves learning. Werewolves of London is a rock song performed by American singer-songwriter Warren Zevon, and it is a crucial part of Halloween listening, let's just be honest. Between Thriller and, you know, what was it, Bobby Pickett song, you know, Monster Mash, Werewolves of London plays a lot over Halloween for obvious reasons. It was composed by Zevon, Leroy Merrenell, and Waddy Wachtel, and was included on Excitable Boy, Zevon's third solo album. The track featured Fleetwood Mac's Mick Fleetwood and John McVie on drums and bass, respectively. The single was released by Asylum Records and was a top 40 U.S. smash, the only one of Zevon's career, reaching number 21 on the Billboard Hot 100 that May when it kind of debuted. But you know, what if I told you this isn't exactly the most favorite song ever written by this man? The song began as a joke by Phil Everly of the Everly Brothers to Zevon in 1975, over 2 years before the recording sessions for Excitable Boy. Everly had watched a television broadcast of the 1935 film Werewolf of London and suggested to Zevon that he adapt the title for a song and dance craze. Zevon, Merrenell, and Wachtel played with the idea and wrote the song in about 15 minutes, all contributing lyrics that were transcribed by Zevon's then-wife, Crystal. However, none of them took the song seriously whatsoever. Soon after, Zevon's friend Jackson Brown saw the lyrics and thought Werewolves of London had potential and began performing the song during his own live concerts. Backed by Bob Newhart and Guam, T-Bone Burnett also performed the song with alternate or partially improvised lyrics, mentioning stars from classical Hollywood cinema, Jimmy Hoffa, Marilyn Chambers, and Linda Lovelace. On the first leg of Bob Dylan's Rolling Thunder Review tour in 75, oh my God, so this started to get traction. Excitable Boy and Werewolves of London were considered for, but not included on Zevon's self-titled second album then. According to Wachtel, Werewolves of London was the hardest song to get down in the studio I've ever worked on. However, Wachtel actually laid down a solo in one take. They tried to at least seven different configurations of musicians in the recording studio before being satisfied with McVie and Fleetwood's contributions. The protracted studio time and musicians' fees led to the song eating up most of the album's budget. The song's lyrics, he was looking for the place called Lee Ho Fook's, gonna get a big dish of beef chow mein, refer to Lee Ho Fook, a Chinese restaurant on 15 Gerrard Street in West End, London. Egan Rone's Dunlop Guide in 1974 discussed this restaurant and said it served Cantonese cuisine. That's an actual restaurant that's mentioned in that song, Lee Ho Fook. Over Zevon's objections, Elektra Records chose Werewolves of London as the album's first single. I mean, what is the chances? He preferred Johnny Strikes Up the Band or Tenderness on the Block, but no. They wanted Werewolves of London. The song was a massive hit, staying in the Billboard Top 40 for over a month. Oh, man. BBC Radio 2 listeners actually rated that song as having the best opening line in a song ever. Zevon later said about the song, I don't know why that became such a hit. We didn't think it was suitable to be played on the radio, let alone be a hit. It didn't become an albatross. It's better that I bring something to mind than nothing. There are times that I prefer that it was Bridge Over Troubled Water, but I don't think bad about the song. I still think it's funny. He also described Werewolves of London as a novelty song, but a novelty that way, say, Steve Martin's King Tut is a novelty. The song had a resurgence in popularity in 1986 due to its use in the scene of The Color of Money, from Tom Cruise's dance and lip syncs to the song in a scene in which Cruise displayed the depths of talents at the Billiards game in Nineball. After Zevon's death in 2003, Brown stated that he interpreted the song as describing an upper-class English womanizer. It's actually about a really well-dressed ladies' man, aware of preying on little old ladies. In a way, it's the Victorian nightmare, the whole gigolo thing, and has very little to do with actual werewolves. I thought this was just fascinating. Hope you guys really, really enjoyed this little walk down werewolf memory lane. And I hope you guys are enjoying 31 Days of Halloween, the Odd Newfoundland Paranormal Podcast Halloween special. Don't forget to like and subscribe, guys. And you'll hear from me tomorrow. Take care.